What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
What's good, what's good, what's good? We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, August 6th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
I love Jerry Jones.
Oh, my bad. Whoa, that was wrong. Hey, my bad.
What the hell is that?
Hey, that was me.
What the hell is that?
That was me.
You see how this goes down?
Why did you say it?
That was my bad.
That was nasty work by you to start. Like, that's crazy, but... That's crazy.
It's wild, bro.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live. Alongside.
I was like hitting him with a chair before the match even starts.
Yeah. Bell hasn't even rung yet.
Nah, we rung it right now, so.
Well, now it has. But he beat me up before the bell rung.
No. Well, that's how every Money in the Bank cash-in works. You beat the guy up with the briefcase, tell the referee to ring the bell, become the champion a couple seconds later.
Hey, shout out to the Gigantes. Got the win.
Oh, did they? Good, yeah, good.
Shout out our guy Bonte on the post game right now.
So Bonte?
Shout out B. But yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's two in a row for the Giants.
What are they now? Like 7 games back of the final wild card spot? Whatever.
Oh, look at corporate Bonte with his little NBC Sports California quarters. Look, he's a black Manning up there now. Look at him. Got the collared shirt underneath. Look at that boy. Hands folded. Look at that. Corporate Bonte.
Corporate B.
Good for Bonte, man.
But yeah, I think the Giants are, if things are going perfectly, I think they're 5 back in the wild card spot. But
that's a 500 ball club. Let's be real.
I'm not disputing. Well, yeah.
I feel like they'll go on a bad run, pick themselves up, maybe go on something decent, and then bring themselves back down every time this year.
Every time, and it's always bad losses. Like I said, losing to the Marlins, losing to two or three to the White Sox, getting swept by the Pirates. A little while ago, hell, they couldn't even sweep them back. They blew a lead on Monday night that would have put them in position to sweep the series. But they did win 2 of 3. They've got like a, not that it matters, but if you want to right some wrongs, they've got like a 10-game homestand coming up. So we'll see. Maybe it's their last gasp.
I was going to say there's still a lot of baseball to be played. There really isn't, though, right?
About a,
little over
about
a month
and a half, yeah.
Okay.
About a month and a half. They're right now, they're five back of the Mets, who broke up a no-hitter after Kyle Madsen said something. They're five back of the Mets for the final wild card spot. So,
hey, but a win is a win.
A win is a win. I'll take it. And D'Lo was watching. That's two wins in a row.
That's facts.
While D'Lo was watching.
The D'Lo curse may be broken. Yeah.
It could be over.
Good luck, D'Lo. Jumping off here.
Good luck, D'Lo.
We were talking about the offseason with the insiders a few moments ago, and a couple of, you know, two of the biggest stories, certainly the biggest story so far this offseason, is probably centered on Luka Doncic and the contract he signed with the Los Angeles Lakers over the weekend. Not just the fact that he signed a contract extension, that's of no surprise, or not really of a big surprise, but the type of contract he signed really put him in place to be the next guy for the Los Angeles Lakers for, you know, the better part of the next decade. Like, there is no question this is Luka Doncic's team moving forward. There's no question who they're building around moving forward. Obviously, De'Aaron Fox's contract extension has gotten a lot of response. I've yet to come across the write-up that praises this contract extension.
I think being
too critical of it might be a little short-sighted, though I won't fight with anyone who says, you know, the eyes on you now are a little bit different. You sign a 220-some-odd million dollar deal with Sacramento. No one cares. They just chalk it up. If you don't like the decision, they just chalk it up to another bad decision in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. When you're Wemby's guy, when you're with an organization that has the pedigree that the San Antonio Spurs have, this is going to get looked at differently. And part of the reason I look at it perhaps a little fonder than others do is because the San Antonio Spurs did it. And that leads me to believe they've gone over multiple scenarios that involve their number two pick, Dylan Harper, that involve Steph Castle, last year's Rookie of the Year. Like, they've gone over all of these different scenarios about, okay, what if Steph does this? What if Harper does this? What do we do? What if De'Aaron is this? Where does De'Aaron put us on a trajectory with Victor Wembanyama? What do we have to add to go with De'Aaron and Wemby to make us a true title contender in the next, you know, year or two? And to me, like, bringing De'Aaron Fox in, like, I think it would have been far more difficult to, like, yeah, De'Aaron, you're just gonna have to play the last year out, man. We'll see what happens between now and February, and then just hope things continue to escalate with Steph Castle. I'll use Keegan Murray as a great example. Everybody had feelings about Keegan Murray his rookie year. And the sophomore, you know, follow-up didn't hit. Mm-hmm. It's possible to have a really good rookie year and not a great, you know, next year or the following year. Like, that's not crazy. It's not terribly uncommon. Like, it can happen. So the idea that just because Steph was good or just because you drafted Dylan Harper that you don't sign De'Aaron Fox, I think is wrong. Mm-hmm. I think De'Aaron Fox is still a really, really good young basketball player who, if something does materialize with those other groups and you feel like you need to use that money on other parts of your roster, I think De'Aaron Fox is still very, very tradable. But a guy that we talked about to start this offseason is still kind of twiddling his thumbs waiting for that contract extension, and it's Trae Young. I feel like this entire offseason for Sacramento started, or I shouldn't say for Sacramento because we don't know, but the entire offseason with us and our conversations about the Kings started with Trae Young. And now here he is, you know, on the doorstep of a max contract extension, and it hasn't been offered. And this is an Atlanta team that I think had a really good offseason. I think you can ask a couple of questions about Kristaps Porzingis, though he's kind of given the green light on his health. But they have been almost universally praised for the offseason that they had. So it felt like, hey, maybe this team is finally taking steps forward from being something more than a 39, 40, 41, 42 win team and really trying to make a push to have a basketball team that could compete in the East. I feel like you have to have Trae Young to do that. And so far, Atlanta hasn't extended that offer to Trae in his camp yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to believe with Atlanta and Trae Young and how they feel about Trae Young. You could look at some of the moves that they made, and on the surface, it feels like, oh, they're trying to put some things around Trae Young. But when you kind of dive in it, maybe with a different outlook on it, you might be looking at it more so as, hey, they were just kind of doing what they felt they needed to do as a roster outside of Trae Young. You go get Kristaps Porzingis. Isn't he in his final year of his contract?
Yeah.
He's an expiring. Like, mm-hmm. That's not a mm-hmm. building piece.
Mm-hmm.
You go get Nikhil Alexander-Walker. That's a good look. That's a good look. But that could just be part of what you're doing as a right. Like, it doesn't have to be related to Trae Young. And now you look at them not offering an extension as of yet. And depending on who you believe, Trae Young was available.
Yeah, that's
Trae Young
the,
was
and
available.
And that's the other thing. And I yeah.
So you combine those things, and we just felt like when nothing happened and they made a move or two, like, oh yeah, they're starting to put something around Trae Young. It could have been they weren't sold on Trae Young from the moment this new guy got here. And they were just making different moves outside of Trae Young to kind of fix their cap situation, fix their roster a little bit, and prepare for maybe life outside of Trae Young.
And Trae is due the De'Aaron numbers, right?
I believe so.
It's 4-2.
He might even get more.
See, that's the thing.
Because he's with the same team.
That's the thing I was thinking, too. But he doesn't have the full list of accolades to hit. He doesn't have the full list of accolades to hit that second benchmark.
He's got, maybe he doesn't. I want to say he's got all NBAs, but maybe he doesn't.
Oh, I don't think so. Maybe. He has all stars.
I'm looking through other articles right now because the first one was AI, but it says he's eligible for 4 years, 229 this
he's
summer.
Got, so that's the
he's
De'Aaron
got one
number.
All NBA. 21.
You need
22.
Two.
You need two.
You need two. That's what De'Aaron was looking
for.
Yeah,
4 years, 229 is what he's eligible for.
Okay. All right.
Hmm.
And he has like he has an opt out after this season. There's a player option after this season.
Yeah.
Man, could you imagine Atlanta enters this season without Trae under contract? Like the frenzy that would cause headed into February?
Yeah, it feels like.
Because if you're Atlanta and you're finally making steps to build a basketball team, in like you're now looking at losing Trae, you're having conversations about trading. Maybe to your point, you're having more conversations about trading him.
Right. Kind of makes sense.
I guess it does. I mean, and this is that first and second apron investment. Like, are you willing to make it?
I think he's worth it. Me personally, I think that's somebody that you build around and you put a team around. But we're in that age now where if you don't believe that, you're not spending that type of money on a guy like Trae Young.
I think there's a superstar there. I just don't think he's just gotten the right team around him. This year would probably be the first where it's like, yeah, now do a little something more. But I think there's a superstar there still.
I agree. I agree 100%. But, I mean, there are a good number of people around the league, including some close by, that wouldn't want to pay him that type of money. And that's the market for a Trae Young. I don't know if anybody would be willing to pay him that type of money. They may end up doing it, but I don't know if they'd want to necessarily.
I don't know what you do. I mean, this was a question we asked before the offseason when we looked at the contracts that were going to be due, De'Aaron, the Luka situation, Trae, it was – like, yeah, what do you do with Trae? And then we started hearing the Sacramento thing. Mm-hmm. And Scott Perry's calling. No, we're not trying to. That's not what we're doing this time, Scott. No, we're just talking about what happened in the past. Scott's still telling us, stop talking about Trae Young and the Sacramento Kings.
Damn it, I wish they would stop talking about that. I already made my decision.
He sounds like a younger Jerry Jones.
That's a little East Coast, little twang to it. But, yeah, it's not as slow and old as this.
Well yeah, because he's...
But, you know...
That's senile.
Check out my Monday motivations.
Oh, he got those. He got those. Scott Perry, by the way. Huh.
65.
Not bad. Jesse, you want in on this?
Scott Perry?
Yep.
We'll go 62.
Jesse wins again.
What the hell?
61 yeah. years old. This man's unbeatable.
Bro, that's not even how lose. It goes, bro.
This man's unbeatable.
Where the guy who won last time gets to pick second. I thought we have to do it at the same time.
You can't win.
I just threw a little shot up, saw what happened, and it went in. What do you want me to do?
You can't win nothing
anymore. Just threw a little something up in the air, and it went in.
Well, there's a game coming back next week.
Oh, there definitely is.
New season coming back.
New season indeed. You know where Scott Perry's from? Everyone talks about the accent that he has.
Mount Vernon, New Orleans. New York.
Man's from Detroit.
Mm. Oh.
Scott Perry's from Detroit. People talk about Scott Perry like he's from Louisiana or something. That man from Detroit,
I thought
Michigan.
He was from New York.
From Detroit, Michigan. Where'd he go to school? University of Detroit. Jesuit, never heard of that. It's
probably a big
Detroit.
Bill Laimbeer fan.
To Oregon, Wayne State.
Well, this is not the Scott Perry I thought I was looking up.
Yeah, I know exactly who you just found. Was he like a congressman or something? Yeah. You have to type in Scott Perry, general manager, or Scott Perry, Kings GM, and you'll be able to find him that way. Yeah, my man from Detroit.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shout out Scott.
Yeah, but I did
he not does not want us talking about Trae Young. Ever
Detroit, again. Michigan.
Do you think that De'Aaron's contract deserves to be panned as much as it is?
Because
again, I not that I scoured the entire internet, but I haven't read a lot of positive.
Deserved? I don't know if it deserves it, but it's the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about this I always bring up too when I talk about De'Aaron. We're talking about a guy that's gonna make $53, $55, $57 mm-hmm. million dollars a year, and I got that guy on my team, and you talk about I need something else, like more, you know, and that's potentially what people are talking about, unless they feel that Wimby and Fox alone, obviously you got the young guys, but those guys can win a championship. If they get into a situation 2 years from now where they're like, in the sweepstakes to go get, you know, KD, because, you know, that'll put them over the top. What do you mean put them over? This guy making $57 million a year. Now, that's what happened with sports. You look at their contract and kind of place expect based off of that. That's not necessarily always fair. But we see that with Carl Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Carl Anthony Towns is a hell of a basketball player, mm-hmm. but I don't know about 57,
that money. Yeah.
$57 million.
Well, that's like not Carl Anthony. That's every basketball. That's right. Every athlete, probably.
Right. I think it's good for De'Aaron. I think as a number two, like he's a 24-25 point per game player. I think looking at the Spurs, if Wemby turns out who he's supposed to be, you probably need to add another high, like elite level role player, maybe a Derek White type or something like that. But I think if Wemby is who he's supposed to be, I think De'Aaron will be fine.
He's not putting up 24 a night in that role though. He's going to be at where I thought he would be. This dates myself a little bit, but I thought it would be him and Bagley. Bagley would be the 22 to 25 point per game scorer. Fox would be the guy that would put up 18 to 19, 9 assists and do it that way. I think that's where he's going to be. Hell, they didn't play him.
Securing the Bagley over here.
Yeah, I don't think I like that at all. Man. If Fox is around 18 to 19, then that's going to be a problem.
Well, he averaged 19 last year when he started playing with him.
Yeah, but it's just the dynamics and all that stuff. I wouldn't put too much stock into it. I'd imagine Wemby at his peak is probably around 28, 29. I think Fox can come in around 23 to 25.
I think he's a good enough player.
Like he'll stand out enough. I think he'll get his.
I think De'Aaron can average 22 to 24 points per game for San Antonio.
Maybe.
Because if he is like 18 to 19 or 17 to 20, whatever you want to call it, then yeah, you're going to need someone else. That's not good enough for number two.
What do you think Wemby's going to average?
27, 28, like Jesse said.
Really?
Yeah, he could get to that.
Yeah, I think it'll be high.
No, I think he could. I don't know that he will.
Well, that's how I feel about De'Aaron. I think he can average what you guys are saying. I don't think that he will.
Because Wemby will open up a lot for De'Aaron as well and vice versa, I feel.
Yeah.
Like Wemby's kind of a cheat code.
I think De'Aaron is going to, in that situation, play more of that point guard role. And he's going to go back to facilitating a little bit more. He averaged 25, 26 here as the number one option and a guy that has to score that level to give them an opportunity. Now, I think if you put De'Aaron in a situation where I don't have to do that every night, then I won't.
What's the problem? De'Aaron, we kind of need you, though, still. Like, he has to. That's a number two, though. For them to be as successful as they want to be, I guess.
If Steph Castle is who a lot of people think he might be, Dylan Harper.
But what's Steph Castle's role going to be now that De'Aaron is back there full time?
Shooting guard, like, shoot and lock up on the defensive end. Like, you're going to be the one, almost like a J-Dub situation.
He's going to be more offensively aggressive than De'Aaron is?
I think so.
Huh.
Or at the very least, I think.
And De'Aaron, I'm the one who hated De'Aaron. Like, what?
Well, no, I don't even think it's a bad thing. I just think, like, he's going to go more into a PG type mode. And he's going to look at it where, all right, I can get mine at any time. But he may believe, or maybe being told as the coach might say, hey, we got to get Steph going. You know, get Stephon Castle going. Let's make sure he cooks. And then when Dylan Harper goes, hey, Dylan, I want you to, you know, be aggressive. Go to the cup. Shoot your shot, all this other stuff. He's going to look to get these. And then Wemby, of course, give Wemby his look.
You're not,
you shouldn't be taking 15 shots. You should be taking 17 to 20. Let's make sure you get yours.
You're not maximizing De'Aaron Fox at that point, though. Like, De'Aaron Fox is a lot better than, like, it's just running the point and, like, Steph Castle go get your shots and Harper. Like, I think De'Aaron Fox needs to be a focal point on that team. What are you paying him for if you're trying to get he's got to be one of the guys, no?
Yeah, I feel like
Castle and Harper got to kind of take a step back, if anything.
I think they had a lot of time since securing that number two pick to decide, like, what do we expect? What do we want? What do we believe that De'Aaron Fox can do for us next year? Mm-hmm. I have to believe they came to a conclusion before offering that contract extension. They expect him to be one of their... He's supposed to be one of their guys.
Yeah, if I'm the Spurs, it's Wemby and Fox right now. Like, yeah. That's who's leading us.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you guys think that's enough?
To what?
To win a championship.
We're not there yet. Like, no. We still got to, like, Castle's got to develop. Harper's got to develop. You got to see what else you have, but it's a hell of a good starting point.
I mean, Wemby
point.
Would have to go, you know,
yeah, Wemby's
LeBron
gotta, yeah.
2008 or whatever, 9, it wouldn't even, it might have been 2000, whatever year that Spurs series was. Mm-hmm. With Booby and Mike Brown, like, he gonna have to do that, and I don't think he's going to.
I'm not too concerned about Fox. This is more so like, if this team's gonna go anywhere, it's because of Wemby. Like, that's all, like, ultimately who's gonna, I guess, fall on and stuff. I think Fox, I think he'll do his thing, but if they're gonna get to where they want to, yeah, if Wemby develops who he is, I think they can reach that.
You know, there's a number of different reasons why I agree with you when we talk about, like, you had to sign him to that. This whole notion of, you know, sign him to a smaller deal and all this other stuff, while it might have been the right move, like, I just don't know if you could have done that. Rich Paul, setting the precedent for how you pay these players. You said all this stuff that you wanted them and everything. Now when situations change a little bit, it will look funny and it might be bad for business to now renege on some of the things that you've talked about before you got the second pick. So because of that, because of the way the game is played, yeah, you pay him what you probably said you would pay him to start.
Do you think Fox is a number two?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
On a championship-winning team, Kenny Caraway. Championship contender.
Can De'Aaron Fox, can he be as good or better than J-Dub?
Yeah.
I agree. I think he can.
I don't know. Like, say what you want to say. Like, what are we doing?
I think he can. I'm just not like.
He's afraid Mama Fox is watching or something.
No, I think
like,
he can. I'm not locked in. I'm not dead set on it the way you guys are. I think he can.
I don't know if it's. I don't know if I'm. You know, y'all betting think your life
twice,
savings.
But y'all didn't think twice.
No, because I've thought about this. Like I formed this whole conversation based on the fact. Like I think De'Aaron, like he's getting destroyed. The contract that he signed is getting destroyed, and I think that's one, unwarranted. Two, I think it's short-sighted.
I understand what you're saying on that one. I understand. I'm not 100% convinced he can be the second best player on a championship team, a really good team. Absolutely, like better than the Kings, and you know, pushing to get into the conference finals and all that. Absolutely, championship. I think he can. I believe in his talent level.
J-Dub better than De'Aaron Fox right now?
Yeah, and I fought that. I fought that for a while, but J-Dub is he turned some corners in these playoffs. He turned some corners. He did some things in this playoff. Now I was a little sketchy on J-Dub.
I'm gonna give De'Aaron a year in San Antonio with Victor Wembanyama and that group. Before I make that judgment, because De'Aaron's a hell of a basketball player.
Absolutely,
he's really good on both sides of the floor too.
Absolutely.
I don't know what he's missing to not be a number two on a championship caliber team.
You just never know what you're getting with De'Aaron.
I agree, but I don't think that matters anymore. J-Dub scored like 8 points in a playoff game this past postseason.
Yeah.
I think that's been everyone's main frustration with De'Aaron. You're 100% right, but I think it's going to be different now because it's not going to have the same impact too because he's not the guy. Mm-hmm. When you're the guy, it stands out. Mm-hmm. When you have a 12 point night or whatever, but Wemby has 41-19. Mm-hmm. That might be if he had 29-19. What are you thinking about your ass?
But right, but what if he doesn't have that? What if Wimby's in foul trouble and he's got 22-7 and so you're still putting up 12 shots?
So that happens. So it depends. Does that happen a dozen times throughout the year, or does it happen once or twice? Mm-hmm. Happens once or twice, you move on from it.
100%.
It starts to happen multitude where you start noticing patterns. Yeah, that's the De'Aaron Fox problem. That's now San Antonio's, and it apparently doesn't matter what position he is on the roster.
I think he's got the talent to do all of this. I'm just not sold. Being in the number two role, I'm just not 100%. Like, yeah, it's for sure gonna happen. Not saying that's what you guys said, but like, oh yeah, for sure he can do that. I want to see him. I probably want to see him in this role and see if that maybe helps his game out a little bit or frees his game up a little bit because he doesn't have the burden of carrying a franchise. He could be a better version of De'Aaron Fox in this situation. I just want to see it a little bit more.
You have an alternate theory as to why this deal might have happened the way that it did. Mm. We will discuss that when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.